This podcast is brought to you by Bloke in a Bar.
Yes, it is, mate. We are all done and dusted with the podcast royale now, and we are looking forward to Magic Round.
We are.
You know what that means?
What does that mean, Josh?
It means there's going to be thousands of people in the Caxton car park getting blokes down their throats.
Thousands of people getting thousands of blokes down thousands of throats.
It's going to be so fucking sick. Do you reckon there's ever been more blokes down blokes' throats? And women's throats as well in one place at one time?
Absolutely not. Guinness World Records were here, they'd be breaking that record. And there's not a place that I'd rather get a bloke down my throat than the Caxton car park at Magic Round.
No, it's the greatest place to get a bloke down your throat. So guys, if you want to get a bloke down your throat and you're not going to be at the Caxton, make sure you go to blokeinabar.com, put in your postcode on the store locator and find out where you can get some bloke.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four Bs. I wanted to emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four Bs, WK, okay. Which stands for Boost Week, basically.
Ooh, lovely. What's BBB Boost Week?
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Beers. Bloody brilliant beers. Bloody brilliant sport.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
It's Clutz, I'm Darcy. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. Clutzy was still not back at the Caxton Hotel.
No, not yet, which is quite sad in a way. I actually miss that place a lot.
So much.
Lovely place. We're at still, though. Still over in the States.
Yep, still in San Francisco. Soon to be home, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
At the Caxton Hotel. But this is our sports show where, as always, we'd ask if you're after a breakdown of stats and analysis, we'd ask that you kindly...
Fuck off.
No Jack Cronin.
No Jack Cronin.
Plenty of poo follicles in the air.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. That's terrible.
Just wait till we sit down on the couch together to record before letting rip.
Oh, I've been going all morning.
Mate, you've been going all week.
Yeah, I've been going for 29 years.
And we'll continue to go.
Yeah, it's great.
It is great. It is really great.
But, no Jack Cronin, which is quite sad.
I miss him too.
I miss him a lot, actually.
Yep.
Such a happy, jovial young man.
Yeah.
But we thought we'd bring one final sports show, one final show from the States.
Yeah.
Obviously, the reason why we were here was rugby league.
Obviously.
Fucking phenomenal time.
Yeah, what a reason to be in the States as well.
It's just great that we brought our country's game over to the States and really showcased everything about it.
And our culture. What makes it great?
That's what makes it great. So
for people who weren't there, and you have been to Magic Round, it was somewhat similar to that, hey?
Yeah, similar vibe. Like, everyone was just happy to be there for footy.
And, like, there was – obviously, there wasn't games on for 3 days, but there was, like, things on.
Yeah, there was heaps of activities.
Yep.
Lots of things to
see. So it felt like it just a great celebration of our great sport in rugby league, which is what it was.
And I think one of the best ways to show our sport off was this – everyone's probably seen it now, but there was a Manly fan that got punched in the face. Pretty sure he accidentally or Not accidentally elbowed some chick in the face.
I don't know the story behind it, but
this is the alleged story that I've been hearing through my little webs. That he elbowed a chick in the face, and then the bloke's boyfriend just fucking socked him.
Yeah, got him good.
Which is so fair. And anyway, one of our esteemed members of the Frothies community, Charlie Robson,
yeah,
the Bundy dribbler,
who also made it onto the Fox Sports with a BBB hat on, we must say.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yep.
Screaming nonetheless. He also made it onto Fox League with a couple of quotes.
Yep.
They wrote filmed an article the dudes.
About him. Huh? They wrote an article about the incident.
Yeah, they wrote an article about the incident, and they had the dude sitting in a wheelchair, and it was quoted as there was a guy that walked past saying, "Go Manly."
Yeah, poor bloke's getting wheeled out with a busted nose in a Manly jersey.
Not the poor bloke. Fuck the cunt. He was a dog.
Well, maybe he wasn't. We don't know.
I think he's allegedly a fuckwit.
Allegedly a fuckwit is what we'll run with.
Yeah. All reports are saying he was a fucking dog. Yep. So gets what he deserves. But what I thought was spectacular about this is that there was a punch on in a rugby league crowd overseas.
Yep.
Which is really showcasing the game.
It's exactly what the game's all about. It's
literally what the game's all about. So I thought, what are other things that happen at games in Australia that would really showcase the game to the Yanks?
The first one that I thought of, and it actually happened over here as well, and it made me laugh pretty hard when the game kicked off.
Yep.
Like, I can't remember who it was, took the first hit up, and someone sitting in like the bay next to us just goes, "Get him on side, Rick!" Yeah. Screaming shit like that out. And it just started like a montage of fucking other people going like, "Oh, he's been doing it all day." Yeah. Shit like that.
That was my first thing I had as well. It was fucking hilarious. I'm pretty sure the guy that first did that was the one that just sat there the whole time doing it, sounding like a crow. It was so fucking funny. But that's one of the all-time great things when you go to a rugby league game is that.
Yep.
So I've actually heard a lot of the Yanks were commenting on that. There was a few Canadian guys around us as well that came down with some Aussies that they'd met in Whistler. And they were like, "We have no idea what this means, but it's so funny that they're just yelling at the ref."
Yep, yep.
One of the things I had was singing in the urinals.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of that happens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of friendly times that happen in the urinals.
You know what the other thing they don't have? I can't remember if we covered it off.
Mm.
You and I have definitely covered it off between us. They hate a trough over here.
Hate a trough.
There was a huge line for the pisser at the stadium, and I said to the guy behind me had a Broncos jersey on, and he started talking to me, and I was like, "Mate, they need fucking trough in here."
Yeah.
Like, they all had single little urinals.
Single urinals.
The line was so long.
Bro, and you know what the most disappointing thing about the urinals were?
What?
There was black dividers.
Yeah, so you can't stare at each
other's
cock.
That's what I said. A bloke next to me came up, and I was like, "How weird are these dividers?" He's like, "I know, bro. There needs to be troughs."
Yeah.
It's the same sort of convo.
Yeah.
I was like, "What if I just want to stare at your cock?" I can't do that.
Yeah, even if you want to, you can't.
Pissed himself laughing, and we were like, actually, we're at the height where we could just go
peek over, yeah.
Hello, nice Johnson.
Must be nice for you.
Yeah.
At the height of peaking.
But I've never experienced stadiums like that where, you know, Suncorp fucking packs out.
Yep.
But there's never a line that big for a pisser for blokes.
It wasn't that big, but it took ages to get through.
Yeah. It was fucking frustrating.
One thing they did manage to pick up on that we also have is food and beer prices.
Yeah.
Obviously, the footy is probably the most expensive place you can get a feed and a beer in Brisbane.
Yep.
Definitely the same over here.
Definitely.
I think it was $55 US for Klutzy and I to get two beers and two hot dogs, which is, what, roughly $80?
Yeah, Australian. Something like that.
They are big beers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Harry King.
Yep.
Shout out to the great man. One of the things he brought up was that each one of those beers you get is technically two beers.
It is true, yeah.
They're but massive. Still, four beers is, for that amount of money, still fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
We pay it, though.
We digress.
For the great sport of rugby league.
That's it, correct. Another thing, sculling a few draft beers.
Yeah.
What I liked, when you bring back a tray of four. So what I liked over there is you could get your cans, or instead of getting a tap beer, they call it just a draft beer.
Yeah.
But I didn't really see anyone having to scull beers. The only time it happened was there was that one bloke. They kicked the ball into the crowd. It was pretty cool, actually. If you caught the ball in the crowd, you got to keep it.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking about? Imagine us trying to get one of them balls home.
Yeah, deflate.
You'd have to find a bike pump or something. Yeah, yeah. Deflate it.
Oh, there's plenty of friendly people around here.
Yeah.
This bloke, he sort of spilled his beer a bit. And then everyone's like, and then he just gets up, holds the ball up in the air, and then grabs his beer, index it, and everyone went wild.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to have seen a couple more chants for people to scull beers.
Yep.
Would have been extra difficult, I think, because you'd know how much that beer was costing you.
Yep.
As you were sculling it away. But yeah, we could bring that in. I had a couple of other ones as well.
The other thing I was thinking of was just like everyone seemed to be in such a great mood that there was no real hatred in the crowd.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than you seeing like a Broncos supporter giving a Rooster supporter a bath or vice versa. You know what I mean? Yep. Like people in the crowd getting proper stuck into each other. There was that one fucking American dude like three rows in front of us in a Rooster's jersey, and I was going to spray him if we won.
Yeah. But
obviously, unfortunately, we didn't. So...
Yeah.
But it would have been nice to bring a bit of that culture over to the States.
He was an absolute fuckwit.
Yep.
Would have loved to have given him the serving he deserves. But I think the only sort of hatred that was mutually accepted was the booing of the refs when they run out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where we are with this sport, the refs always get booed.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen in American sports, I don't think.
Nah.
But I just thought it was fucking hilarious that we're all the way on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And the refs come out and they just start booing them.
The other thing that I was going to say is, I don't know, like, I don't watch as much American sport as you, but I feel like Australian culture, we have, we'll, like, gang up on people. So, like, it doesn't have to always be the ref. It could be a player, but, like, a "you are a wanker" chant always goes down well.
Really, like, really
I can't imagine a group of Americans doing a "you are a wanker" chant.
No, no. That was something that I think I brought up a fair bit, was, like, listening to the Australian crowd cheer and just abuse like was something different. They're not used to it. I've been to like an American football game before and it is so different.
Yeah.
Like it's so stop start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they have to try and keep the crowd entertained.
Yeah.
I feel like because they do all the tailgating and stuff, and I don't think that Americans can hold their piss as well as a couple of Australians. I think that they try and entertain the crowd so that they don't realise that if their team's losing, they just fucking start fights and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, okay.
In between every single play in an American sports game, if they're not playing a hurry-up offense, they start playing different songs and shit.
Yeah. Big bash it's vibes. Fucked.
Yeah, big bash vibes.
Yeah. Literally. Except it's 4 hours.
Turn down for what? My God. You could almost recite every single lyric to that song.
I think that's not many. Isn't it? Turn down for what? Yeah.
Five around, another round of shots. Turn down for
what? I think that's every lyric. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I learned it at American football.
One game's all it
took. Yeah, exactly. One game's all it took. Shout out to Patriots vs. Ravens 2016. But yeah, I'm glad that they got to see some of the things that make our game special.
Meat pies would have been good.
Meat pies would have been great. Actually, this is a shame about the tailgating. So
yeah,
the fella I used to work with, Mick, that was over there, didn't get to catch up with him. He was saying he was going to go to Section F
because they had meat pies.
Because there was some guy from LA that drove up who makes meat pies and sausage rolls.
Yeah,
and I was like, that is just so fucking good that we go to the other side of the world
still want
to experience a meat pie. My thought process while being there was I want food that would be stereotypically
American
sport.
Dude, the hot dog we had was really good.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
It was really good.
Sorry.
Just thinking about the hot dog again.
Yeah, just thinking about choking on a big foot long. I sort of, it's made me want to this year on Sundays, literally just get out some Franks.
I love Franks, dude.
And just cook up Franks every Sunday and watch the 4 p.m. game.
I almost like the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Like Cheerios. Like
Cheerios.
The bacon home bread roll. Melted cheese, tomato sauce. Don't do too much, as in like too many toppings.
Diced bacon.
Diced bacon, bit of onion.
Bit of onion. Mustard. That's all you need.
Yep.
That's literally all you need.
Yeah.
The dogs we have are good. Grilled onion and crispy onion.
They were called Aussie dogs.
Aussie dogs. I don't know what was Aussie about them. Maybe all the onion.
Yeah, maybe they don't do onion over here. I don't know. It did, to be fair, it did taste like a fucking Hans super dog from Suncorp's, kind of.
They also don't do salad.
Nah,
we've been discussing
true, bro.
This a lot. You get a chicken burger over here.
Chicken
and it's
sandwich.
Fucking, yeah, sorry, chicken sandwich. My bad. It's fried chicken, maybe some mayo, pickles, and bacon, and cheese. That's it.
Yeah.
No lettuce, no tomato, no fucking onion.
No. But even outside of that, they don't really do salads.
Yeah. It's fucked.
It is fucked. What do you have anything else for the list? Otherwise, I was going to say, what do you reckon there's any other Australian sports we could bring over here to showcase our culture?
I'd love to see how cricket would go. Yeah. I don't know where they'd play it, but I feel like baseball's so popular over here, but it's
shit.
Very slow.
Yeah. Imagine Big Bash with Spencer Johnson running in.
Bro.
Get turned down for what going?
Imagine Maxwell just smacking sixes left, right, and center against some pus opposition.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the, like, I know there is, like, they actually try to make cricket sort of a thing over here.
Yeah.
There's a few leagues and whatnot popping up. Imagine as a showcase, we did Australia versus USA in cricket.
Oh, we'd pump them.
It'd be like so fucking
good. If we played them in gridiron, they'd fucking destroy us.
Exactly. But like to really showcase our dominance in the sport, that would be so fucking good.
Yeah, just send the Brisbane Heat over.
Yeah. That would definitely be one.
AFL, I reckon, would be cool as well, but
AFL would be sick, but I don't think they've got any fields for it.
Yeah, and also very confusing if you don't understand the concept.
Yeah.
Very
kicking
confusing.
The ball.
Yeah.
I don't really think there's much else to bring over, is there?
Lawn
Union
bowls.
They've already got here. Lawn bowls, I think America is fucking good at.
Yeah, actually, we saw lots of lawn bowls here in San Francisco.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't think about that.
One of the oldest lawn bowl societies in the world, I believe it said.
Yep.
Sensational stuff. But yeah.
Cricket's probably the big one.
Cricket's the big one.
Just a day in the sun getting fucking maggot.
Yep.
Be cool to get like, cool to play the Ashes here.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Get the Barmy Army over.
Yeah, it'd be so good.
Someone like Mitch Johnson.
Yeah.
Saying
an Ashes series in America would actually be fucked.
Yeah.
Or a T20 World Cup.
Gee, should be an expensive day on the fucking $16.
Holy
beers.
Shit. Yeah, they'd have to sort something out
beers,
there.
Yeah.
You'd have to get some sort of corporate package.
Yep.
There's no fucking way you could be an average punt. That's actually such a fair point.
Yeah. A test match.
God, I'd hate to see what it's like at a baseball game if it's the same sort of price.
Do you reckon they just don't drink like us?
I don't think anyone does. Probably just the English.
Yeah.
Like, the UK is probably the only ones that drink like us.
Yeah. Because even the guy when we walked in, he's like, oh, if you have three of these, you'll be speaking like an American. I was like, mate, I intend on having six of these.
Yeah, and six we did have, I believe.
Yeah.
We had a fuck ton and I was sweet.
Yeah, like I was pissed, but like nothing out of the ordinary at the footy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they realised what they were dealing with.
No. There's a reason they only serve mid-strength in Brisbane, bro.
Yeah, I reckon. Fucking oath, actually. Fucking oath. I reckon. Even with a crowd of 40,000, that would have been the most amount of piss they've ever sold at a stadium in the States.
At Allegiant Stadium, yeah.
Fucking oath, dude.
That'd be a funny stat to see how many beers they sold compared to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It'd
be up there.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking up there.
Yeah.
Or the amount of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
The fact that they were selling spirits there.
Yeah.
Probably.
There would have been heaps of people at the Super Bowl who didn't drink, I reckon.
Yeah.
There wouldn't have been too many Aussies who didn't drink.
Just no. I don't think there was a sober person in the stadium from Australia. No. Besides the player. Even then, we don't know.
Who knows what they were up to the night before.
But yeah, they're definitely, I think those are the sports we can bring over.
Yep, I like it.
Cool.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Staying with the Vegas theme, Fox Sports did an article where they went around and interviewed a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
After the game, during the game, before the game, all that
stuff. As in punters or?
Punters.
Yep.
But they were trying to find locals.
Yep. Actually seemed to be a few there.
So many, dude. Fair few turning around talking to us, and they had like the family in front of us where I just thought the kid was just a bit like, he was like late teens.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was just a bit of an odd character, but I don't think he was used to hearing so much swearing and shit at a sporting game. And the dad turned around and was like, is that Alfie Langer?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's Alfie. And his wife's like, who, what's so good about that? He's like, he was like a halfback. He like won all these premierships for Brisbane. And he was just so
intrigued
by seeing Alfie.
He's running the Wilders.
Yeah, it was so funny seeing all that sort of shit happen. But a couple of quotes.
Yep.
From American locals. Those guys are obviously way stronger and way tougher than the guys that wear pads and helmets out here. Vegas local Kevin on the toughness of NRL players. What I love is like how Fox League have put in the name of who said it, but then like their version of what they're talking about. Like that's just so funny to say local Kevin on the toughness of NRL. Like it's just like, who the fuck's Kevin?
Yeah. Like, why does he get an opinion?
It's like, thanks Kevin for your opinion, but for all we know, Kevin's fucking washing your hands and drying your hands in a fucking nightclub toilet. You know?
Kevin could be from Brisbane.
Kevin could be from Brisbane Ashgrove. Originally. Fucking hell. Kevin's a great Ashgrove.
He could be a member at Jeeps for all we know.
He could be. You know what? He's probably serving piss at the Caxton.
Exactly right. Kevin, to be fair, that when Reece Walsh, I can't remember who he took out over the sideline.
Mm.
That was a big hit.
Yeah, there was the one with the shoulder, and then there was the one with Gatoni Staggs fucking up Tupo.
Yeah. Yep.
Taking out the cameraman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was fucking sick.
Yep.
That was great by Gatoni. But I love that one. Another one was, I'm still confused a little bit about the rules. There's like a rolling kick that was touched in the end zone, and then there was a catch that happened in the end zone that didn't count. I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah, right.
So I think they would be confused about the rules that you like have to put the ball
pressure
down.
On the ball, yeah.
Yeah, all that sort of shit. And it's funny how they think just because you catch a ball.
Yeah, it's not TRL.
It's not fucking TRL.
That's another sport we could bring over, TRL.
TRL would be good. It'd be like flag football, but
yeah, better. Way better.
Another one. This game is way better because it's faster and they work together, not individually. Security guard at the game.
Security guard at the
now,
game.
Now, there's a bit to break down in that.
Yep.
Faster, yeah. Definitely faster. Yep.
No stoppages as
no
well.
No stoppages. But working together, not individually, I find quite funny.
Do you reckon they mean because there's like no offense and defense? Like,
yeah. I that's what I mean. Like, to say that, working together, not individually. Let's say you're an offensive player.
Yep.
And you're a wide receiver.
Yep.
You're relying on the quarterback to throw you the ball.
Correct.
So you have to work together.
Yeah,
you have to know the route. You have to
much
know
like
the plays.
Someone on the edge of a ruck waiting for the hooker.
Yeah, exactly. So I completely disagree with that take from the fucking security guard that they interviewed.
Yeah,
but I do agree that it is a much faster game.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that he thinks NFL is an individual sport is fucked.
Yeah,
there's a lot of big personalities.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Who probably think they're the tits, but to say it's an individual sport is far.
You could compare quarterbacks to like halfbacks or fullbacks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're still like Cleary.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cleary's a quarterback. Reece Walsh. Reece Walsh. Reece Walsh more of a maybe a running back or a receiver, but
what we're saying is they're hot as fuck.
Yeah, and they all need to work together. I just thought that was great for the security guard.
How do you reckon they'd go, the Yanks, if they saw the likes of the security guards at the Caxton Hotel, Tavia, et cetera?
Shit themselves.
I reckon they'd have a great time.
Oh, like they'd love the security guards. Yeah. But what I'm saying just is
from based on pure looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit themselves because they're the fucking
boys don't fuck around.
Hardest motherfucking security out.
Yeah.
And the best cunts ever.
Yeah.
Another one, Vegas local alley. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's so exciting. They're super handsome. They're super gorgeous. That's the first reason why I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no helmets on, so very easy to...
Very easy to see.
Do you reckon she cast an eye over Lindsay Collins?
Yeah.
Must have been looking at Lindsay Collins.
Fucking eyes. I don't know what we're trying to say about Lindsay there. He's a fucking handsome Queenslander.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. He's a hottest bloke on the
field. Great jump on him as well. Yeah, but I love that we're showcasing hot blokes to get chicks to footy.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
Hot blokes, short shorts, tight shirts. No helmets.
If they really want to grow the game over here, that's all they have to do.
Make the shorts shorter.
Yeah. So upon reflection, and hindsight's a beautiful thing, when they sent people over to do all the advertising for the game at the back end of last season, there's nothing against you, Sharon Woods, but maybe we could have just put Ruben Garrick over instead.
Yep.
Because that dude's hot as fuck.
Actually, Matty Johns and Cooper Johns talking about this on a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were saying like someone like Reece Walsh they should have sent over looks like a like instead they sent Aaron Woods. He looks like a Garbo.
It's sorry, so bro. True, and there's nothing wrong with that. But proof's in the pudding. They're looking for hot people.
Yep.
Another one that they said faster, more entertaining, and more natural.
More natural's interesting.
More natural's interesting. Like, surely if you're playing football, you're reacting, and that's a natural instinct.
Yep.
There's a bloke who plays rugby in Michigan came along and said it doesn't matter if it's legal union, you should support both as they're both great.
Absolutely.
And I was like, that is the fucking mindset that we should be having.
Absolutely.
So shout out to you, Michigan man. Go blue.
Go blue.
Go blue. They made plenty of touchdowns. They were going back and forth so much. We didn't know who was going to win. It was really good. Now,
what a summary.
Call them tries, please. But otherwise, that's a great summary.
Yeah.
The back and forth is so true. It would be such a wig out for them that you've only got limited tackles.
Yeah.
And then you change the ball over, but it's instantaneous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no like stoppage.
Yeah. And as you said before, there's no offense, defense.
It's
a cohesive unit.
Working together.
Just fucking throbbers.
Hot men.
That's it. Couple more quotes here. The second game is a little more interesting because the other team had been demolishing them, but at the end of the day, the other team came back. It's really good. I actually enjoyed this game. Confusing as fuck. I don't know what they were trying to say there because it looks like the Roosters were on top for most of the game.
Yeah, but I think the Bronx were always in it.
The Bronx were always in it, yeah.
Not always, but like up until, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like maybe not the last 10 minutes or whatever, but.
But yeah, interesting way to summarise a game.
When there's blokes like Reece Walsh out there.
Yeah.
All you need is one play.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And I think like, excuse me, it'd be so different because in gridiron you literally, you can control how long you have that ball for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wind the clock down and stuff.
Wind the clock down. So maybe that's what they're getting out there. But yeah, I thought it was some great quotes from Vegas locals and made me wonder if we were to watch the NFL in Australia, what are some reactions from people that had never seen it before? What do you reckon some would be? So my one would be,
this is shit, I reckon.
Yeah, this is shit is definitely one. Barry would probably say, how the fuck does he not put the fucking ball down to score the try?
Yeah. What the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing? Wouldn't look out of place driving a commie around Bathurst with that helmet. R.I.P. Brocky.
Even things like, what's taking so long?
Yeah. And someone hit some cunt.
Yeah, fucking oath. That's all we'd want
and
to see.
And there'd be a lot of people that would be angry about the tackling. I always get up and about the tackling.
Yeah.
Making a tackle is not fucking throwing your body in front of someone and hoping they fall over. Hit, stick, and fucking rip, baby.
Yeah, that's it.
Just make the fucking
tackle. I reckon they would have been, like, an American local who's never seen rugby league before would have been blown away by the tackling in rugby
fucking
league.
Fucking oath. And there was some big hit. Yeah. Victor Radley on our mate Kobe Hetherington.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Got him good.
And Kobe got straight back up.
Yeah.
Kobe could be the modern Fatty Vorton.
Yeah.
He gets knocked down, but he gets back up again.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but we mean it in an endearing manner.
It's a very big compliment. Yeah, Fatty Vorton, one of the greatest to ever do it.
Absolutely. Still one of the greatest doing it.
So, very fair. But I thought that would be, it'd be interesting to see what people would react to, because I know a lot of people fucking hate gridiron.
I don't reckon they would have been as open-minded. What the fuck is this shit?
The fuck's he fucking doing? Get up. Fucking forward pass like
get
that.
Up, gun.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
This is taking so fucking
4 hours and gets to fucking kick every goal from right in front.
So fucked.
One job.
One fucking job and he can't fucking kick it. What is this cunt
right
doing?
In fucking front. Well, I could have kicked it. I'm picturing the bloke sitting at the bar at the Caxton watching on that little screen. I got to fucking kick that right in front.
Back in my day, we didn't have this fucking shit. Get it off the telly.
I don't know how it came up, Klutzy. Maybe just because we've been exposed to more wrestling over here than we would have been at home.
Yeah, Danny Vegas.
Danny Vegas, maybe that's what got us thinking. But yesterday we got talking about, maybe it was someone talking about John Cena being too small for playing.
Yesterday Jonesy was watching a video and it was John Cena and then he's saying, like, interviewing for wrestling. And he's like, oh, I'm too small to keep playing football. And I was like, bullshit. What are you on about? You're one of the most jack cunts in the world.
But I, as people who listen to this podcast may or may not know, fucking love John Cena, especially growing up. Can still recite every single word to his entrance song. It's my party trick.
Yeah.
That's for another day, though. But I was letting the boys know yesterday that I used to make posters of WWE superstars on Microsoft Word and print them out and hang them in my room. Like A4, we're talking.
So, so fucked.
Yeah. Word art, photos off Google. Mum and Dad bought this like special fucking like photo paper. So it wasn't just like thin normal paper.
Built to last.
Built to last.
That is so fucked.
And it begs the question is, what is the most fucked thing you had hanging on your wall as a child, Josh Clutterbuck?
Well, not from a sporting sense, and I think not as a child, but the weirdest one I had, I've spoken about it a long time ago, was the for less urgent medical advice, please head to the Lady Salento at South Brisbane.
Yep, stolen from a local hospital.
Yeah, out the front. So that's literally still hanging above where my bed used to be in my old room at mum and dad's. But I was saying, probably not me personally, but for my sister, when I first moved in to Ashgrove, I was in a room closer to mum and dad's. My sister's in that room now.
Yeah.
And I had the white Power Ranger from the original Power Ranger movies.
Yeah.
Had all his stickers and put all them up around the room.
Yep.
My sister still has them up.
She's how old?
I probably put those up 23, 24 years ago.
Yeah.
She's still got them up there. So I don't know if she's a closet Power Rangers fan. But I was more so thinking, for me, what did I used to hang up? I used to have a lot of the Queensland Bulls old school fold-out posters.
Yep.
From
the paper?
From the paper.
Fuck.
Used to have those. I've also got probably the dribbliest one I used to have hanging up was a laminated three-peat Brisbane Lions Courier Mail printout.
How good were the paper printouts? Or signed?
So I've said it before, but all the Lions used to have their Mad Mondays down at CUB Brewery, Carlton United Breweries.
Yeah.
and that's where Dad used to work.
Yeah.
So we have a collection of Carlton mids and Carlton drafts.
Yeah.
Printed with the Lions premiership teams all signed by all the players.
That's fucking so cool.
Dad used to get all that shit signed, which is pretty fucking sick. But the other things I used to have was the Weet-Bix ones. You used to get Weet-Bix posters.
Yeah.
It's like Brett Lee and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was sick.
My missus, this isn't a hanging up thing, but excuse me. She said how much of a child I was the other day when I pulled this thing out. She's like, what's that? I was like, it's just where I have my collectibles or like items that I can't lose. So it's where I kept my passport. And it's a...
what else you got in there?
2006... Weet-Bix cricket tin. It's like a gold.
Oh, that's what the container is. It's a container. That's not that dribbly.
It's great.
I would like to know what's inside there though.
So I'm pretty sure when I was a kid, I used to love pins.
Yeah.
So everywhere we went, I'd just buy pins.
Yeah.
So I've got a whole ton of pins in there.
Yeah.
And then I've also got all of my school athletics and swimming ribbons and pennants and that sort of shit.
You can get rid of them.
And then like when at Marist, I think if you made the team of the week in juniors, you used to get like this pennant thing.
Yeah.
Or at the end of the year, you used to get what sporting teams you played
in.
So I've got all those in there as well.
When I moved down to my mum's place, which was pretty much when COVID hit, like 2020, I threw all that shit out. And she's like, you can't throw this shit out. I'm like, Mum, when the fuck am I ever going to look at this?
Oh, well, when you get a fucking private room that you can hang it all up in.
Well,
then the kids can go in there every morning and go.
This is where Dad played for the 7C cricket team.
Yeah.
But whatever happened to career mail lift out posters? I remember getting so excited, probably because people don't fucking buy the paper anymore.
Yeah, people don't buy the paper and they fucking rip all the time.
Yeah.
But the some of the Bulls ones, like remember when you used to go along to like say the Broncos did like a rugby league clinic or something like
that? Yeah,
yeah. Because I had some Broncos ones as well.
Yeah. The Bulls used to always do that at Allan Porterfield cricket clinic over summer. The summer
and you get
holidays.
A little backpack and a water bottle and shit like that and a poster. So I had a shit ton of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't really think if I had anything else. Probably the weirdest one I ever hung up. It wasn't sport related. The Grand Theft Auto San Andreas map.
Yeah, okay.
I hung up on my wall.
Just so you could get to know
look
it
at
bit.
It while I was playing it.
Yeah.
Work out what road I had to drive on to get away from the cops.
Yeah, that's smart though.
Smart, but very, it was like very fucking smart. Weird. Imagine that 10-year-old kid and it's got like the chick, the cartoon chick bending over with the tits popping out.
Yeah,
as well.
And you're like, fuck yeah. Like,
look at me, you can't.
Yeah, that was one I used to do was get, I used to get the Trax magazine, which is a surfing magazine, get the Eka show bags. Mm. So it had like 6 Trax magazines in it and they all had like fucking horny chicks poses in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Used to love that shit.
You're a horny little cunt.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so good.
The other thing I can think of is, and it's not even a poster, but the little Broncos collectible cards that you get. I think you got them through the paper as well.
Yeah,
you get like a folder in the first week, and then you collect them.
I have the complete collection of those.
Yeah,
that doesn't
surprise me.
And the little Tarzos and stuff. I've got a
Tarzos were crazy too.
Yeah. So,
dude, I reckon if they brought back Tarzos in packets of chips right now, we would pump through. Like we'd get into them.
Yeah. Particularly when you got disposable income.
Yeah. Imagine how many packets of Smiths you'd pump. You wouldn't even be eating them. You'd just be opening the Tarzo, putting them in the bin.
Fucking hell.
Bring back Tarzos.
Oh, I love that shit.
Anyway, that's probably all we got time for today.
Yep.
We'll be back on home soil, hopefully soon, back at the Caxton. Friday, 6 p.m.
Yep.
8 years combined experience shirt.
Fucking oath. Get amongst it.
Don't miss it.
You can't.
Pre-sale.
It's illegal if you miss it.
Pre-sale.
Get around it. It is membership for this year. If you love what we're doing, we very much appreciate you to cop one.
Yeah.
It'd just be fucking awesome.
It would be. Thanks for listening.
And we can all wear them collectively together.
We can and we will. But yeah, thank you for listening and we'll see you back at the Caxton, baby.
Bye.
Podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want Ooh. You to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share. But we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off using that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
That's so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, okay. So we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.